We are learning Masechtas Erevin, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the beginning of the Gemara on top of Nun Tes Amud Aleph. We learned in the Mishnah that Ein Moed Melam Min HaMumcha, which means an expert has to do the measuring, and the halacha is Riba L'Makim Echad, Amit L'Makim Achar, Shemim L'Makim Shriba. What does that mean? That means when you want to measure the tchum of one of the directions, for example, let's say the northern side of the city, you go out 2,000 amas. Now, how do you make that measurement? What you do is you measure out from both corners, both northern corners of the city, you know, both sides, the northwestern corner and the northeastern corner. You measure out, and then you backs it off. And what happened was one of them was longer than the other one. So which one do you listen to? The Mishnah says, Shemel Lamakam Shariba. You square it out like the longer measurement, not the shorter one. And the Mishnah repeats the halacha, Riba la'echad, amiyat la'achar, la'amiyat la'echad, shemen la'maruba, you look at the longer one. Now first, the Gemara deals with the first line of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah said, la'mokoyim shariba in, la'mokoyim shemiyat lo, the Gemara has a kasha, it's mashma, dafka la'mokoyim shariba, you could go that far, but la'mokoyim shemiyat, you can't go like the smaller measurement. That makes no sense. If you go to longer measurement, for sure you go to shorter measurement. The Gemara says, you're right, ema af la'mokoyim shariba. Don't read it that Shemin Lamakam Shariba and only you listen to the longer measurement and not the shorter measurement. It means also to the longer measurement, but of course you could walk like the shorter measurement also. So the Gemara's half mina was that since you are that these two measurements were from two sides of the northern direction, so maybe you can't walk at all on that shorter side at all, because obviously it's not a good measurement, so it means nothing. But the Gemara's question is no, but if for sure could walk that far, the other one was longer. So for sure that far you could walk. And the Mara says, Echanami, Afla Makam Shriba. And the truth is you square out the whole thing, so you definitely get past that area and you get as far as the longer measurement. Now the Mishnah said again, Riba la'echad miyat la'echad shemel maruba. Now why do you repeat the same halacha? So lovely, why do you have to repeat the same halacha again? Hainuach, isn't that the first halacha? So Mara answers, there's a difference. Hachkama. Here we're talking about two different people measured the same corner. And one was made it longer. He came out with a longer measurement. The other one came with a shorter one. His stick landed up being further out. And this Shimon's stick was wasn't as far out. So who do you listen to? Riba echad amiyat echad. One person who was measuring measured it further out. The one less. Who do you listen to? So the Mishnah says, Shimon lezeh shariba. You can make a and listen to the one who the measurement was longer. But Abaye says, he limits this halacha. The difference, the discrepancy between both measurements can't be bigger than the diagonal of a city. The diagonal of a city is more than one of the sides of a city. For example, we said that when you go out 2,000 amas, the corners go out 2,800 amas. Why? Because the diagonal is always 1 2/5. It's always 2/5 longer than one of the directions. So in a case where the discrepancy between two measurements is 800 in a city that's 2,000 amas wide, so when the discrepancy is 800 amas, so then it makes sense. Because maybe one person, when he did the measuring, he didn't realize that when you measure the corners, you measure 2,800 amas instead of doing 2,000 amas. He only measured 2,000 amas, and therefore he landed on a much shorter tchum. So that's why we have a reason why the other one could be more. But if the discrepancy is by 2,000 amas or something like that, the difference, so then it makes no sense. And it turns out that one of them is making a mistake. And since we don't know who's making a mistake, we can't use any of them. That's what Abaye is telling us. If the mistake is more than how much of the diagonal is more than the sides, then you have a problem on your hands, because there must be a real mistake here. Someone's doing something wrong, and therefore you can't be samech in either one. And here, you won't be able to go after the marbe, you won't be able to go after anyone, because you're not sure who made the mistake, and therefore you can't be samech on anyone. Zokta Gemara Vaita. So Rashi is the one that says, "Ain lot of my lizard, you can't be tshemich on anyone." Yeah. Talking about Rabbi, it says the end of the Mishnah. So Amru Chumim has double hachmel hakel, because the Chumim said that the whole idea of tchumim is to be makel, not to be machmel. Therefore, you go after the makel. Right? The Marakash of a time went to a brayso. Like Amru Chumim has double hakel hachmer, that the Chumim said that tchumim is not being makel, it's being machmer. So what's going on? Is it a kula or chum? So Ravina answers Pasha, Ram Ravina. Loi lahalka al divatara lahachma divatara. The truth is, minatayra, tchum is the rabbi, it's a tchum, minatayra. The rabbanon came and were machmir. They added a new iser called tchumim. So they weren't being makel on divatara, they were machmir divatara. But tchumim itself is the rabbanon, and therefore any shaila in tchumim we are makel. So that's the two things. Our Mishnah says that loy amru el hakol means after we have the iser called tchumim, we are always makel because only iser the rabbanon. Masha Enkein, when we come looking from the perspective of from the Torah, so then of course Tchumim is a new thing, because it's a Chumrah. It's a new Chumrah, it's a new Isser. And therefore it will say the Braisa of Lelahakal Ela Lahachmer. Zok the Mishnah Vaite. This Mishnah will digress and start talking about Erev Chatzeris, but we're going to come Erev Chatzeris, but we will come back to the Tchumim. But this Mishnah, till the next Mishnah, we'll discuss a different Shaila, a Shaila of Erev Chatzeris. And just to give a little hakdama what Erev Chatzeris is, the halach is that we know there's two Rishuyas that we know about, that's Minat Torah. One's Rosh Hashayachid, and one is Shusha Rabbim. And you're not like carry from Shusha Yachid to Shusha Rabbim. Shlomo HaMelech made a new Gzeira that there is another type of Isser of Tiltal, of Hitzah, and that is, if the carry from Maris Yachad to Yerush Yachad is also Aser. And the only way to allow carry from Maris Yachad to Yerush is through something called the Erev Chatzeris, which we both put Chal in the same house. And that unifies us and makes us one. And the same thing is if you have a bunch of houses open to a Chatzer, and we all use that Chatzer, that common area, you're not like carrying that common area because it's similar to Shirabim. And the only way we can carry in that Chatzer is by unifying everyone with an Erev. Now, if you have an entire city that has a wall around it, so it's a Rosh Hashayachid because it has a wall around it, and then you need an Erev Chatzeris. So the halacha is you can make an Erev Chatzeris, and you unify the whole city, and carry around the whole city. So when a city has an Erev, it's more than just Mechitza. So it also means that you have Chalas that make everyone one. Now, our Mishnah is Mechadish to us that a Ir Shel Rabim, that means a city. And we learn what Rashi's pshat. The Izma Chalkas Shoshanim had to learn what Irsha Rabim, Irsha Yachad means. We are going to learn what Rashi's pshat. Rashi learns that an Ir Shel Yachad is a city that did not have 600,000 people in it. And therefore, there is Shisha Rabim in that city. It was never considered Shisha Rabim because according to Rashi, one of the Tanayim of Shisha Rabim is you need 600,000 people. That's besides for the Tanay of being 60 Namas wide. And it has to be mefulish. It has to be open from one side of the city to the other side of the city. It needs another tonight 600,000 people. If no 600,000 people, no Shisha Rabim in that city. So Irsha Yochid means a city that doesn't have 600,000 people. Irsha Rabim means a city that has 600,000 people. And we are going to learn in our Mishnah that a city that has 600,000 people, they did not allow you to make an Erev around the whole city, which means that even though you have a wall around the city, they did not allow you to make an Erev Chatzeris and allow everyone to carry around the whole city. And why not? Because we are scared people will forget the such idea that you're not a in Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, you have to leave a certain area which is not part of the Erev, and we see you can't carry from that part of the Erev to this part, the part that was not in the Erev, you can't carry from there to us, and therefore they'll remember, oh, there is a tiltal on Shabbos. But if it's the Ir Shel Yachad, not 600,000 people, so no Rosh Hashanah in it. They did not make any gzeiras here. They did not make any gzeira here of that you're going to forget anything. Because even if you forget in the Ir Shel Yachad, there's no problem. There's no Rosh Hashanah there anyway. So we're not worried about that. And therefore, they never made the gzeira on an Ir Shel Yachad. And we'll see, even if it becomes Shel Rabim, they still did not make the gzeira. Even afterwards, it became a Shirabim, we're not worried that you're gonna forget. Because the streets are not similar to Shirabim at all. And even though we have now 600,000 people, but since in the people's head it's not considered Shirabim, they're not gonna think you'll have to carry in a Shirabim. And you do have to speak out that in the case of the Ir Shel Yachad and Shirabim, the Taka wasn't a Shirabim here. For whatever reason, we'll see, either because you fix it up or because it wasn't 16 amas wide, and therefore there is no chash lemaisa, and people also will not think that you're allowed to carry in Rosh Hashanah. That's a little bit of Akdama. Let's see the Mishnah inside. Ir Shal Yochid, you have a city that does not have 600,000 people and it had an Eruv around the whole city. Then Venasas Shal Rabim. And then it got 600,000 people in it. Ma'ar Venas Kula. You still could keep and make an Eruv around the whole city. You don't have to leave anything open. And we're talking about, obviously, that there is no Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in the city. If there's Rosh Hashanah in the city, then it's not a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Anyway, Erev doesn't help. That's a prerequisite. You have to take away the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So we're talking about there was no Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Rashi was saying the case was there was no street 60 amos wide in the city. Now, even though there's 600,000 people in the city now, you still can make an Erev. But, the Mishnah says, if it was Vishal Rabbim, if the city was Shal Rabbim, and Venasa Shiyachid, and if it got less than 600,000 people, still a Ma'arav Meskula. Of course, if it stays Shal Rabbim, sure you can't Ma'arav Meskula. The Chiddush is, even though it became Shal Yachid, you can't be Ma'arav the whole thing. And because we're worried, it might become back Shal Rabbim, because since it was once Shal Rabbim, we're worried it becomes Shal Rabbim. And people always associate this city as a Ir Shal Rabbim. And if you're able to carry in this whole city, they're going to forget the such idea called Shal Rabbim. So v'shal rabim v'nasa shal yochid ein ma'arav meskula. You can't make an erev around the whole entire city. Elam kain also chutzla. You have to leave over ki'ir chadasha, a space, a area that's like a ir chadasha. Chadasha is the name of a city that was in Yehuda, and that city in Yehuda sheyesh bechamisha dirim had 50 people living there. You have to leave that's how much people you have to leave out of this erev. Let them make their own erev. Just to show, to remember, there's some kind of Issa Tiltal. Did Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, you don't need 50 people. Three chatzeres with two batim each is enough. Altogether, six houses, that's enough to leave over to make a hacker that you're not allowed to carry. Akapanim, that is our Mishnah. Zok to Gemara. Heichidom Irsha Yachav Nasha Rabbim. What is the example where you had a city that did not have 600,000 people, and afterwards it became a city of 600,000 people? What's an example for that? Omer Rav Yehuda, Kegoin, discarded Reish Galusa, the city of the Reish Galusa, the main capital city of the Reish Galusa. That city, by beginning, was the Irsha Yochid, and afterwards it became an Irsha Rabbim. Now, Omer Rav Nachman, my timer, why are you giving example? Just say any city that got bigger. Why are you giving example, punk, the city of the Reish Galusa? Elam is the reason, maybe, because maybe the only reason you're allowing them to make an Erev, you know, Shal Rabbim, is because there they'll remember. Since everyone comes there to get their license to be able to be matter bechayrois and to get smicha as a rav, and they come there for all different reasons. They come to Reish Galusa. Reish Galusa in Bavel was like the Melech. He was from Shevet Yehud. He was like a king. And he was in charge of everything. So since people come there, and all the Rabbanim are always there, so they'll remind each other that this once was a ear of Yachid, and that is why you're allowed to make an Erev. But they're not going to forget and think now you can make an Erev in every city that's Shal Rabbim, because they know this city was once Yachid. They'll remind each other. So if Mara says that's true, then any city that was once a Yachid then became Shal Rabbim, the people will remind each other. Because the people get together every week or so in every city. Why? In the morning, when they come for the drasha from the Rav, they also they get together. And they'll remind each other about it. So why Dafka, the Reish Galusa, every city you have this idea, they'll remind each other and they'll remember, oh, the reason why we make an Erev here, because this was once a Yachid. So Rav Nachman taka changed. Rav Nachman going to Skarta and Zoy, like the city of a person named Zoy, which means any city like that, not Dafka, the city of Reish Galusa, any city that was once Shal Yochid and then became Shal Rabbim, you are allowed to make an Erev, and we're not worried you're going to forget and think this is always an Ir Shal Rabbim, because they'll remind each other this is because it's Ir Shal Yochid. But an Ir Shal Rabbim, you are not allowed to make an Erev Bekula. So the Gemara Vayta. Tanur Rabbanan. The Gemara is going to elaborate on the dinim of our Mishnah of Ir Shal Yochid and Shal Rabbim. Tanur Rabbanan, it's a Tesefta. Ir Shal Yochid and Nasa Shal Rabbim. You have an Ir Shal Yochid and then it became a city of 600,000 people. Ur Shal Rabbim and Veres Besaycha. And you have Ir Shal Rabbim going right through it. It's 60 amos wide. It has no mechitzas around this Ur Shal Rabbim. And it's going right through it. There's a Ketzim Ma'avnoi. So how do you make the whole city, an Erev for the whole city? You have Ur Shal Rabbim in the middle of the city, which makes problems. So Gemara says, what you do is oisa lechi mekan v'lochi mekan, oi kairi mekan v'kairi mekan. You make a lechi on each side of Shal Rabbim, or a kaira. A lechi is a vertical post, a kaira is a horizontal post. You make it on both sides of the Shal Rabbim, and that's enough. V'nois v'amtsa, you carry in the inside of it. That's enough to do it. Now, afterwards, you make an Erev now for the whole entire city, and you carry around the whole city. That's the halacha. Another halacha is, v'im arvin oisa l'chatzoyim. You cannot make an Erev in the city halfway. You're not allowed to do that. And what's the reason? Because since the city used to be less than 600,000 people, and you always made one big Erev, so now it becomes like one big mavi. And the halacha is when you have one big courtyard or one big alleyway, if one person doesn't participate in the Erev, then it asks the other person. So here, you also, just like you can't make an Erev in a half a mavi or in a half a chatzar, you can't make an Erev in a half a city. A Erev so yach, you can't make an Erev in half a city. Which comes out of chumrah in a city of a yachid. The chumrah of a city of a yachid is that you can't make an Erev l'chatzam. Mashen can Erev sharab and you could. So Ella, you have to make an Erev a kula, oy kula, oy mavi mavi asme, each mavi by itself. And we'll see in the Gemara later on, we'll explain why Taka could do every mavi by itself if l'chari just said you can't do Erev l'chatzam. Balak Aponim, that's what the Braisa teaches us. Number four, the Gemara explains this. And the Braisa goes weiter to explain this. Let's just talk about this halacha that we learned. That it says if you have an ir shel yachid v'nasas shel rabim, you could, and if shel rabim is going down the middle, you just make an ir v'lechem kam v'lechem v'kan. That's enough. Rashi is medayik that we have an ir shel rabim and it is shel rabim. The halacha is even when you're making the Erev for most of it, and you're leaving, let's say, 50 people or six houses like we have in our Mishnah, it's not enough just to make a lechi and a kairon and a shirabim. You have to make a lechi kairon every single mavi. That's what Rashi teaches us. When it comes to the ir shirabim, you have to make a lechi kairon every single mavi because the people are not going to, if they're going to see that you're carrying in this mavi without any tick on it, you're going to forget also that there's such a thing called the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Then they forget because they don't realize, you made a lechikar on the Shirabim in the middle of the city. That people don't realize. That every Mavi they associate as a Shirabim. And therefore, if it's this Mavi open on both sides, and therefore, you have to make a tikkun for those Mavoyas also. I'll read it in Rashi. Rashi is Dirim Mas Lechim Mekan. Rashi says, Uve Shirabim Reis Shirabim, Lo Shoro Abon Lahotakanta, Lahotakanta, the Chom of a Seventh Philosophic Shirabim. Every Mavi and Mafulish like Shirabim, Boyo Takanta, Madrabonon. The Mechaf is Rabbim, you mix up with Shirabim. Abi Irsh Yachad Mukha Milsa, they know the difference. So comes out, there's two Chumras by Irsh Rabbim. First of all, you can't make Erev in the whole city. And number two is, you have to make a Tikkun for every single Mavi. Mashainkin, an Irsh Yachid, first of all, you can make an Erev in the whole entire city. And second of all, you only need a Tikkun on the Shirsh Rabbim. And we saw another thing, that the Irsh Yachid has Epis Chumra. What's the Chumra? That you can't be Ma'arav L'chatzom. You have to Ma'arav the Kula. Or Mavi Mavi, which we'll see what the reason is. Now that the Sefta goes Vaita, Hoysus Rabbim was a city of a Rabbim, Ma'arav Rabbim, and still is a Rabbim. So we said you can Ma'arav the half of it. And you can't marry the whole thing. But there is a way you can marry the whole thing. What's the way? If the Ein Lo Pesach Echad, if the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that goes through it is not mefulish, only has one door, and all the other side it's closed, then ma'arav me'eskula. Even by a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you can ma'arav the whole thing. And what's the reason? Because you don't have Rosh Hashanah Rabbim over here. And therefore, there's no chash that because I made an error, people forget Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Because even if they do forget that Shirabim, it's not going to be a problem. It's not going to be a problem because they're not going to carry in a Shirabim because of that. Because here they realize, they see, it's not mafulish. Everyone knows that this is not a Shirabim. This is not a Shirabim. Like, this is Kamala Fuki that we spoke at before, that even in our Mishnah where we said you can make an Erev, there was no 60 namas wide rows. There is different. People don't associate 60 namas one on the Tanoim of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But Mefulish, everyone knows. If it's closed on one side, it's a dead end. Everyone knows not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So if this Erev Rosh Hashanah Rabbim does not have Rosh Hashanah going through and through, it has a dead end, then you could make an Erev entire city. What's the reason? Because people are not going to say, you like to carry Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. They realize it's not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and won't be forgotten this idea of carrying in Erev Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The Issa of carrying Rosh Hashanah Rabbim.